All right, bugs in your garden. Dealing with bugs in your garden.
Yeah, bugs are a pest.
Good and bad. There good are and good bad. And bad.
Yeah.
And we'll start this off with, yes, there are chemicals in which you can go buy at your independent garden center or big box store that says we'll kill XYZ bug. However, some of those chemicals that you're using to kill that bug that you don't want is eradicating all life form in your garden.
Yeah, it comes at a cost, and not just a cost of the bottle. A lot of times if you read, it is oftentimes all or nothing in a way.
Non-discriminatory.
Yeah, non-discriminatory. So that means it can be killing bad bugs and good bugs. So the biggest thing to keep in mind is knowing what that product is going to do, plus what it could do.
Well, not only just what it can do to the bug, what it would do to you or what it is doing to you when you're ingesting the fumes or the powder.
Absolutely. And a lot of these have that disclaimer on the bottle, but people don't always read them.
And organic doesn't always mean non-chemical. Organic products are chemical products, but they are chemical products that are made safer.
Yeah, I would guess I would call it safer, but a lot of them, even if it says organic, it will say, you know, to wear like a mask or cover your skin or wash your skin or wear goggles, things like that, because they still can have an adverse effect.
It's still doing something. If it wasn't doing anything, it'd just be water in a bottle and you'd be spritzing it on the plant and you'd still have the same problem. So there has to be some level of toxicity or oomph behind it, whether it is chemical or organic chemical based. So let's get into several of these, Holly. Neem oil is...
Well, let's first talk about what's called a trap plant.
Okay, let's go, yeah.
Or an artificial or a sacrificial plant.
Okay.
So a lot of times this might be a plant that you plant on purpose to distract the bugs, or it might be a plant that just happens to distract the bugs that is already there.
And this can be anything, an additional pepper plant, an additional squash plant, weeds that you've left, or specific type of greens that you grow in order to attract the insects instead of getting to the intended plant in which you're wanting to harvest.
Right. And so... this has become, I don't want to say it's become more popular, but I feel
more
like
aware.
Yeah, more aware. It's almost, it's not a buzzword because I feel like buzzwords are, I don't know, trendy and of the moment. But I think people are just becoming more aware of this concept and utilizing it, which is awesome because it's very helpful.
Alternatives to chemicals by the way nature has intended allowed us to utilize some of the techniques in which nature has been doing for beginning of time.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have those, and then we have neem oil. And neem oil is something that has been around for a long time. I would say over the past few years, people have kind of caught wind of it, are utilizing it more, finding out the benefits. There's a lot of your, more YouTube gardeners using it. And ourselves, we did use it on our dwarf citrus tree. Unfortunately, that tree was too far gone by the time we got to the point. But
For the scale,
yeah. But it is a thing. So neem oil is made out of many components, but it is made from the neem seed, and the technical name is azadirachtin, and it's very active. So the way it works is it reduces insect feeding and acts as a repellent, basically. And so it interferes with the insect hormone systems, making it harder for the insects to grow and lay eggs. Basically, it makes the insects stop producing, and then also it makes their appetite cease.
Diminishes their appetite.
Yeah.
And that can be purchased at many places, natural food stores, independent garden centers, and it can be applied directly on the plant. There's not any bad things about applying it to the plant itself.
So you want to get the cold press neem oil, and sometimes you'll go to the garden center and it'll show neem oil this has neem oil in it, and it doesn't have the cold press. It just has the residual.
The key word.
Yeah. So it'll say like residual or...
Keyword cold press.
Something like that. If you go to the garden center, they might have cold press there. You just have to look or ask. But again, I got ours, the cold press, from the organic food store. I'm sure you can buy it online many places. You can buy most things online at this point. And then... it's important that it is the cold press, and you can water it down with some soap, but if you do that, the batch will only last for about 24 hours. So you want to make sure you batch it out kind of properly.
Okay. And go ahead.
Neem oil is highly effective, and I just want to talk about it a little bit here.
Yes.
It's also important because it doesn't hurt the bad bugs, or the good bugs, I mean. So it doesn't hurt the pollinators. Basically,
it's selective.
It is selective. So you have to, whatever is eating your plants is what it's going to affect. Pollinators don't eat the plants. They pollinate them. And the other thing is that they are also, neem oil is very friendly to earthworms because it doesn't harm your soil. And it's because of how it comes from like a neem cake, which is not harmful for the soil. So you don't have to worry about that. And then another thing about neem oil is they are recognized to be non-toxic by the EPA, and so it does not harm birds, mammals, bees, and plants. And it's mostly for Japanese beetles, other beetle larvae, leafhoppers, spider mites, thrips, and aphids. And then you do want to apply at dusk, and then apply every 7 to 10 days to kind of help it boost.
Okay, and you can just there's not a specific neem oil brand in which we recommend. We do not have a neem oil sponsor, but we want to bring this information to you. So some pests you may have to remove by hand, like the Colorado potato beetle. Some people choose to remove Japanese beetles. You can use the Rescue Japanese Beetle Trap from Rescue.com. That is a very effective trap. You want to put that in the corner of your yard, not in the midst of the problem, because you're going to lure them to the problem. There's pheromones in that trap. If you lure them to the problem, you're going to bring everybody to the party. You want to put it in the corner to bring everybody away from the infestation. You will lure them away.
To their own party.
To their own party of death. Aphids, you can use soapy water. You can blast it with a hose. You can use a pump sprayer and remove the aphids that way. Or you can actually remove specific leaves in which the aphids have overtaken and dispose of them properly to get rid of them that way, and then start applying the water, soapy water, to the aphids on the plants that they are infecting. So when using toxic pesticides, you got to think of the impact. You got to read the label. The labels are there not for entertainment purposes or recreation. They're there for specific and important information to tell you, hey, this is intended for this particular pest, and here are the 92.5 side effects that it can have on everything else in your garden and your health.
And I think, especially if you have children, you want to think about this as well, or pets or whatever who goes through your garden, and they are right at that level.
Right. Well, I was in the garden last week, and I smelt this horrible smell, and it reminded me of the drift of Roundup on the farm. That's what we sprayed on the crops after they got planted, the field, to kill the weeds. And I smelled this horrible thing. A block and a half away, there was a white truck that has a spray that treats the lawn, and it was drifting across the neighborhood with this horrible – and it's a little sign that says, don't get on the lawn for 48 hours, kids or pets, because it's toxic, whatever. He was spraying the lawn, and there's so many chemicals that are very harmful and have been proven to lead to sickness, and we keep using that kind of stuff on our lawn. So keep that in mind. Natural is better when it comes to lawn care.
The other thing is that does affect the soil.
It toxifies the soil.
Yep.
So that's what is happening in neighborhoods all over the country at this time of year. Those trucks are coming in and spraying that stuff at your work, on your lawn, on your neighbor's lawn, and it's drifting. So be aware of that. Also, be aware of our sponsor that's brought to you today is Walton's Incorporated.
Yeah, Walton's Inc., we know you care about where your food comes from. Canning, preserving your fruits and vegetables is great, but what about the meat? At Walton's, you can get all the equipment, seasoning, and supplies to make sausage, jerky, and any other meat product your way to your high standards. Do you want to make snack sticks that people actually like? Walton's has meatgistics.com, an informational site to make you help you get the best finished product. Walton's even has a full line of their own grinders, mixers, sausage stuffers, and more to help you go from animal to edible. Walton's, everything but the meat. You can use code GROW50 to save 10% off of orders of $50 or more. For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.